If passed, the so-called Smarter Growth Amendment, which is backed by the Florida Chamber of Commerce, would allow citizens to vote on a proposed land use change only if 10% of residents sign a petition in person at a local government office. Carol Stahursky, with the Tallahassee Chapter of Veterans for Peace, says that discriminates against military veterans, active duty military personnel, and disabled persons.
Because it requires that people go to the Supervisor of Elections office to sign a petition, and you have to personally go. It can't be done by mail, can't be done, you know, in absentee voter kind of, if you have a problem with it. And that lets out many of our veterans because they're not in their home counties.
The language of the amendment requires that a petition, quote, must be signed at the office of the appropriate county supervisor of elections or city clerk or similar election authority for the local government. In December, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that the Smarter Growth Amendment petition meets all legal requirements. Several military and veterans groups filed a friend of the court brief asking the court to reconsider based on the alleged discriminatory requirement. But last Friday, the court ruled 4-3 against a rehearing, a decision Stahursky disagrees with.
My problem with it is that kind of defeats the whole purpose of the thing. If you know, you're supposed to be getting people in your communities are voting and letting their feelings be known, that lets out a significant population.
Ryan Hauk, executive director of Floridians for Smarter Growth, the group promoting the amendment, was pleased that the Florida Supreme Court rejected what he calls frivolous arguments from the veterans advocates.
It's certainly not true, and neither was that the intent, nor will it be the result.
Hauk claims his amendment does not discriminate against military personnel or veterans.
My first response is that I think the real threat, and I mean this very sincerely, the real threat not only to overseas military personnel but every voter is being faced with a 40 or 50 page ballot. The likelihood that a ballot of that nature disenfranchises and disillusions voters is very, very serious, and I think the net outcome of hometown democracy will be to dampen voter participation.
But vets groups are still concerned about the in-person signature requirement. Phil Restino, a co-chair of Central Florida Veterans for Peace, hopes that people will right this terrible wrong.
Our soldiers, first of all, you know, I believe they should be home. They're on their fourth, fifth, and sixth tours. But the very soldiers that are giving us the you know, fighting so that we can be self-governing and participate in what goes on in our name are excluded by this amendment requiring physical presence. It's just obscene.
Restino says that if the Smarter Growth Amendment passes, other people will be affected in addition to active duty military personnel.
We don't want this, you know, and how dare you exclude our soldiers. And it's not just the soldiers, you know, handicapped people, people homebound, you know, that really can't get out, you know, play by these rules of 10% having to be physically present to challenge within a 60-day time frame. That's assuming they even know when the 60 days start. It's just another slap in the face, and it's just so obscenely unfair when you consider who's being excluded.
Floridians for Smarter Growth's Hauk said his group is putting forward the Smarter Growth Amendment as what he calls a more mainstream and reasonable alternative to the radical and extreme Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment.
Hometown democracy would require that any change to a local government's comprehensive land use plan go on the ballot. Now, that's whether it's a small or technical issue or a large issue. Last year in Florida, there were almost 10,000 changes to local comprehensive land use plans. Under hometown democracy, every single one of those changes by law would have been forced onto the ballot. So it would not be uncommon for voters to face 200 or 300 technical land use issues on a single ballot. Our amendment was created as an alternative to that.
If supporters of both amendments gather the required number of signatures to appear on the November 2010 ballot, and if more than 60% of the voters support both of them, Hauk says his Smarter Growth Amendment would take precedence.
There is language written into our amendment designed to supersede hometown democracy. If both amendments appear on the ballot and both amendments are approved by voters, our amendment will take precedence.
The fact that business groups support the proposed Smarter Growth Amendment also concerns Vets for Peace Restino.
You know, follow the money. It's being pushed by the Chamber of Commerce, which represents, you know, basically big business, developers and such.
You can learn more about the amendments and the groups mentioned in this report on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.